This is Akashwani. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by the global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today, the Prime Minister said the transformation of the Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. He said the government infused capital of 3.5 lakh crore rupees in PSU banks for their revival. He further said that the gross non-performing assets of public sector banks, which was around 11.25% in 2018, dropped to less than 3% by September last year. Ms. Modi added that the twin balance sheet problem is now a thing of the past, adding that banks are now registering a credit growth of 15%. Addressing the gathering, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, during COVID pandemic, the RBI adopted and deployed conventional and unconventional range of instruments to provide liquidity, promote growth and to ensure financial stability. She added that during the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the measures taken by the central bank helped in addressing inflation and the forex market volatility. A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on 21st March by the Enforcement Directorate. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was extended further by 4 days. The AAP leader had skipped 9 summons issued to him by ED. Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh are also accused in the case and are presently in judicial custody. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticised the DMK over the Kattachittu Island issue, alleging the party did nothing to safeguard the interests of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi alleged that the new details emerging on Kattachittu issue have completely unmasked the DMK's double standards. An agreement was signed between India and Sri Lanka in 1974 under which the island of Kattachittu was given to Sri Lanka by the then Congress government at the centre. Prime Minister Modi was referring to a media report which claimed that the then State Chief Minister M. Karunanidhi was taken into confidence by the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on the issue and he had given his concurrence to the agreement despite DMK's public posturing against the deal. India Met Department has forecast enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northeast India till Thursday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department also forecasts that 2 western disturbances are likely to affect the Himalayan region till the 5th of this month. Under its influence, isolated to scattered rainfall or snowfall with thunderstorms and lightning are very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till 6th of April, whereas parts of Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh are to witness light rainfall till the 5th of April. The Election Commission of India has censured BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Srinath for derogatory remarks against women, strongly condemning the statement made by BJP MP Dilip Ghosh against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The ECI warned Mr. Ghosh to remain careful in his public utterances as Model Code of Conduct is in force. The commission also warned Congress leader Supriya Srinath for her derogatory remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangana Ranaut and asked her to remain careful in her public utterance. In its orders, the commission said they made a personal attack and violated the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. The oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinders across the country. The revised reduction in price ranges from 30 to 32 rupees in different cities. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.